Let's get back to what we were discussing and then a couple of examples. So again, we were discussing opening up packages on Shabbos. And the main issues to worry about when opening up packaging are Soyser, Korea, Makabakatish. Those are basically Matir. Those are the main ones. Let me explain. The Malacha of Tofer, sewing on Shabbos, is the opposite, is called Korea, is tear. When a person sews a garment, that's Tofer, and if he tears a garment, that's considered as Korea. Korea is only an Isur if it's for the sake of improvement. So if it's Korea on Manas Lefaking, or Korea Manas Litvar, then it will be Asur, but if it's Korea on Manas Lekalko, if it's tearing, and you're leaving it broken, so that's already a Derabana. So that's number one. Yeah. So then we have to take it further and say that if a person sticks two papers together, the Rambam says that is the issue of Tofer. It's the same thing as sewing. And therefore, when you tear two papers that are stuck together, then there will be an issue of Korea. So obviously, when we're dealing with things that have been closed together with glue, we're going to have to deal with this issue of Korea. Then, as I said, there's a problem of Stira. We have Boine and Soyser. Boine is building, Soyser is destroying. Again, Soyser is only also if it's Soyser among us Livnos, if it's destroying in order to rebuild and not just to be Makalka in order to just leave it destroyed. Nevertheless, nevertheless, there's still an issue of Soyser. Now there's another discussion in Binyan Vestira Bekelim that when it comes to Boine and Soyser of building and destroying, that doesn't apply in movable items, only in immovables. Nevertheless, there is an opinion that if you destroy a whole kli, that would be a problem of Soyser. So when you open up a packaging, it could be doing destroying. Yet, we mentioned that there's a heter called a mustiki. A mustiki in the Lashon of Chazal is a earthenware vessel that broke and was stuck together with tar. And now you have this vessel which is usable, but it's essentially a broken vessel. And the modern day contemporary poskim want to say that most of our wrappings and containers which we discard immediately fall into the category of a mustiki that's because we throw them right away, they don't have the chashivus, they don't have the importance, they don't have the status of a proper kli, and therefore when you destroy them, there's no issue of size. And then there could also be a problem of kosher or matir if you have something tied closed, then you have a problem. Then when you untie it, there will be a problem of matir. Kosher is tying, matir is untying. So those are the basic issues when dealing with opening packages on Shabbos, which we addressed more in length last week. So I want to mention, we'll discuss a couple of examples and see how it fits in. So first of all, when it comes to Tofer and Korea, so we have a couple of heterium when it comes to Tofer and Korea. First of all, some of the poskim hold that anything which the glue is not permanent is not considered Tofer. Or there's another discussion. When you glue two things together and they don't join and become one, then that's also not Tofer. What I mean by that, to give you an example, Rav Novit discusses in Shmir Shabbos Kilchase, he brings from Zalman that if you have a bottle of drink and you want to put it into a bucket of ice water to cool off, the problem is that while it's sitting in the ice water, the label is going to get soaked and the glue that's holding the label in place will dissolve and the label will come off. So if you hold that gluing is Tofer, so detaching something that has been glued should be Korea. Would this be a problem of Korea by letting your bottle sit in the water and the glue dissolves? And he says no. And the reason he explains no give a couple of reasons, but the one I want to point out is that when you stick a label onto a bottle, they don't mesh and become one. When you stick two papers together, they usually become joined in a way that when you separate them, you end up tearing it. It's not that they separate at the point of the glue, but they tear. Over here, it's just the glue becomes not adhesive anymore, and therefore it gets removed. And the second point he points out is that when you stick papers together and you tear them, so you're tearing two papers. Each paper is torn apart from the other one. Whereas when you stick a paper onto a solid, so onto a bottle, for example, so a bottle, the way to remove it from the label would be to break it. That would be soiso, that wouldn't be korea, so it's a different phenomenon. So it could be that you would say that this is not considered as korea if you would take off a sticker that's put on something solid. It's a discussion also, if someone sticks a sign up on a wall, is that considered as Torah and Shabbos or not? Because the medium that you're sticking it onto is a solid medium and doesn't fit into the category of Torah. Number one in Torah is if it's not a proper gluing, it just holds it in place, but doesn't stick together quickly. That's not Torah. Another one we said it depends on what the two sides are. And the third point to take into account is there's an opinion that when tefillah is done for a limited amount of time, then it's also not an issue. We know that in kosher, when it comes to tying, so we say there that anything which is a kesher she'en shachayama, if it's not a permanent knot, so then one may... One may tie such a knot on Shabbos, or one may untie such a knot on Shabbos. The question is, does this apply also to Tofer and Korea? And that is a machlokes, but we see there is a side to be made, or there is an option to add in an extra kula based on the fact that there are those who hold that way. So we started off in saying that anything which, when you open it, you're creating a... before that, I just want to mention one more thing, is makabah patish. Makabah patish is the definition of the hamelach, or makabah patish is when you're making something, then you're lacking the very last process. When you do the very last process, you've now completed the item that you're making, and then on Shabbos is the hamelach or makabah patish. Makabah patish is literally translated as the hitting of a hammer. It is what the workman, the artisan does. It's his last hammering that finalizes the making of the kli. That becomes then the isur melacha. So if you have, say you sewed a garment, and now the garment is ready to be worn, but it's still got a couple of loose threads hanging on it, so to cut those threads off would be a problem of makabah patish, because that is now the last process of making this kli finished. Even though you could wear it without it, we hold that cutting off those strings would be makabah patish. So we have, for example, when you have a metal bottle top, according to most opinions, is not considered a lid, a screw-on lid to a bottle when it was applied, because it was a sheet of metal. And then it gets clamped onto the bottle. And the mailer, when the person opens it, it now becomes a lid for the very first time, and that's considered as makabah patish. Another place where we deal with makabah patish is if a person makes a hole, creating a entranceway, as they call it, the knisa or yitzia, a hole which is used for going in or for going out, is also makabah patish. The example given in the Poskim is you have a chicken coop, and the chicken coop needs a window. So if the farmer goes and cuts open a window, that allows fresh air to come in and allows the foul air, excuse the pun, to go out, so then that would be considered as a that would be considered as Makabeh Patish. If it's a one-way hole, so then we say it's the Rabbanon, it's not Makabeh Patish. But it's still also because it's also the Rabbanon. So if a person has a utensil and he cuts a hole into it, even if the utensil is what we call a musiki, even if it's a low grade utensil that's going to be thrown out, nevertheless, the making of a hole is still awesome. So these are the various issues that need to be taken into account when opening up something on Shabbos. So if the item we're going to open on Shabbos is reusable, so now that you've opened it, you now created a kli, so that's Makabeh Patish and you can't open on Shabbos, the only way to do that would be to destroy it. And even then, you have to know what type of kli it is, because sometimes there is kli in kli. If it's a type of kli that gets thrown out, so some say that it's a muster kli, and therefore you can open it, you must do it in the form of destruction. And some say, even so, since it's going to the garbage, so you don't even have to destroy it because it's going to be thrown out. As long as you don't make what's called a Pesach Yofeh, you don't make a nice opening, then you can actually open it with Shabbos. So, to talk about, let's mention first, let us say a bag of sugar, a bag of flour. So some say that the stickiness of it was rolled down at the top and then stuck down is not a good problem of teufer because it wasn't done permanent or it wasn't done well. So you can undo it. Others say, no, it is considered teufer and you should somehow open the bag. You should tear it in a different spot. And also you should make sure that you're going to empty the contents and not use it to hold the contents in place so that you're not creating a kli. So if you would rip it on the side and pour out the contents, then everybody would agree that you find it open that way. Now what about when it comes to opening up a carton of milk, a carton of juice? So there are many different types of cartons and it seems like that there must be someone whose job it is to find a new way of opening cartons and every few years they change it. The way we have it here in Eretz Yisrael at the moment, the common way that I've seen is you have, for example, a milk carton, which is made of cardboard. It is stuck and sealed to get shut at the bottom. Then there's a gluing along the side and then there's a gluing at the top. So when I was a kid, you undid the gluing at the top and you made some sort of spout. That I would say is problematic on Shabbos because you're making Pesach Yofeh, you're tearing open the tears. So it could be you'd say that maybe it's only for a limited amount of time, but preferably one should not open the carton by making that spout. I think we still have Rich's book comes in that format, that you have the sealed top, and then you tear it open and create a spout. But the more modern way is that they make a hole in the side of the carton, and they put some sort of plug over the hole. And now the way to open is to remove the plug. So the one we have at the moment is that you have an existing hole, as far as I know, the milk is like that, and they glued on a plastic lid. And now, to open it, all you need to do is open the plastic lid. So that, the chayra should not be any problem, except for the discussion of can you open plastic lids on Shabbos. So whatever you hold, we'll get to that in a moment. Whatever you hold, if you have a bottle of Coke, and you have a plastic lid on the top of the bottle of Coke, whatever you hold, regardless of opening Coke on Shabbos, the chayra opening milk should be the same thing. If you have a type where when you twist the top, it punctures a hole into the carton. So then I would say it would be a little bit more problematic because now you're making a Pesach Yofeh, you're making a nice opening to the bottle. So you have to know maybe to cut open a carton and see what it looks like from the inside, whether it's sealed on the inside and you're puncturing it, or it's already had the hole punctured. So some of them, the hole is made and they just put a strip of glue over the top. So a lot of possum holes, you can pull the strip of glue off. You're just exposing the hole that was there before. And the way the glue was stuck down was made to be opened. It's not permanent. And then you can you can open that on Shabbos. So essentially, it really, what I should have started with is what we started in the previous shiurim, is that everybody says, whatever you can, you open in advance. It's only when you forget or you didn't count on it, if you were not available, then now the question is what to do. But so obviously, if you can, you should open all these things in advance. Now, if you didn't, so now what can you do? So the milk cartons, as I say, falls under the same category as the bottle cups. And the juice cartons, I think, are the same, but I haven't actually opened one up from the inside to check. I don't have one in the house now. Maybe we need our drug and hold of one and cut it up and have a little bit of stuff on the inside.
The juice cartons have got a cardboard, and the lid cuts that cardboard.
So if that's what happens, then I would say that it's better not to open the chappers, because not only is the issue of opening the lid, there's also the issue of puncturing the cardboard and making what's called a Pesach Yafe, and making a nice hole. So it could be, when it comes to opening cans of juice and Shabbos, there are those who hold that you can open a can of juice and Shabbos, because, like a can of Coke, because the fact that you have a weakened part of the metal, that when you pull the tab, so it opens exactly at that spot, is just so that the person doesn't cut themselves when they drink from the carton, and therefore you're not mucked on the sides. You don't mind if it's a big hole or a small hole, you just need a hole that doesn't hurt your teeth, it doesn't hurt your lips. So they made it easier for you to get to such a hole, therefore it's not a problem of machadech. There are those who say you can open cans on Shabbos. Others say that no, that is a problem of machadech. We'll see this issue of machadech is going to be a standard issue between mainly Rishon Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv. Rishon Zalman holds that anything which is perforated is just there to make the opening easier. Whereas Rabbi Yashiv holds that tearing something along the perforations is considered mechatech. What is mechatech? Mechatech is when you cut something to size. The Melacha and the Mishkan was when they prepared leather for parchment for writing on, so after the process of preparing it and the tanning and the removing of the hair, etc., etc., so then they cut it to size. So when you cut something to size, so that is considered mechatech. When Shlomo Zalman holds, you're not interested in size. If a person tears a piece of toilet paper on the perforations, he holds it might be korea, but it's not a problem of mechate, because you're not makbid on the size. Whereas Rabbi Yashiv holds, no, the perforations are there to get it precise, and therefore it is an issue of mechate. We'll see that's going to come through in a moment when we discuss bottle tops. So again, on the cartons, even if you say that you don't, so then you would say the same thing. If the way they made it is just for convenience, so that when you twist it, it pops open. So according to those who hold that there's no mechatech, it could be that it would be mutter to open such a thing on Shabbos. According to those, like Rabbi Yashiv, who hold that there is mechatech, it would be also to open those things on Shabbos. So there's nothing too simple about these things. But now let's discuss bottle tops, and we'll see how we're going to deal with the plastic tops. So the metal bottle tops, today we still have them on grape juice and some wines. That is generally accepted. There is an opinion that might be open in the Shabbos, but the generally accepted opinion is that it's makabe patish. The metal was not a cork, it was not a cap before it was put on. It was a raw piece of metal that was then clamped onto the top of the bottle. Now, when you open it for the first time, you're creating a bottle top, and therefore you may not open them in Shabbos. That is pretty much the accepted opinion when it comes to metal bottle tops. The answer is to destroy the capability of the lid to be used as a lid, and that means puncture it. You can take any tool and puncture it. If you don't have a non-mukta tool, you can even take a mukta tool. You can take a hammer and an awl or a screwdriver if you don't have anything else available. Because Klishim method is so you can use Sarah Gufay, and for its own sake you can use it. Therefore you puncture a hole in the lid. The puncture must be made in a way that the lid does not serve its purpose anymore. So it should be a slightly larger hole than just a pinprick. And you can then open the bottle and pour out the contents. I heard from Rabbi Zalta in South Africa, he says that after you've taken the lid off, you should discard it to show that you're not interested in it as a utensil at all, as a lid. Those who put it back, he says, defeat the purpose because they show that it's still doing something. You don't need to pour the liquid out through the hole that you made, you can remove the lid. It seems like, from the way Rabbi Karp writes it, that you don't need to, is that you can. So if you made a hole in the top of your lid and you pour out through the hole, then that shows very clearly that you're not interested in the lid at all. And he says you can also take it off. So that's when it comes to metal tops. Now, metal tops also have a seal that breaks so that you can tell that it's been opened before, and there's a ring that detaches itself from the lid when you open it. So it says, Rabbi Yashiv, that that's what says, Machat, again, it's a perforated connect joint, and when you open it, you're separating the lid from the ring, and that will be a proper chance. So he says it depends whether the ring separates itself completely or only partially. A lot of the grape juice lids that we have are made that when you open them, not true. It's not a lot, it's some. Some are made that when you open them, the ring splits in two, and you get two halves that still remain attached to the lid. If you take the lid off, you still see the ring hanging. Some of them, even after you puncture the top, when you twist off the lid, the ring remains behind. That, according to Rabbi Yashiv, is still awesome. Therefore, if you want to open such a bottle on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yashiv, not only do you have to puncture the top, but you also have to somehow bend or slice the ring underneath so that it doesn't become totally detached from the lid when you open it. So that is the gabbe, the metal lids. Now the gabbe, the plastic lids, everybody agrees that the lid was a proper lid before Shabbos came in. There's no problem, it is considered a lid, and therefore when you open it, it's not makom patish. The problem is the ring underneath. So Reb Shlomo Zalman has two things to say. First of all, Reb Shlomo Zalman holds that when you cut something along the perforation, that is called convenience, it's not considered doing it according to a particular measure. So he says it's not a problem. And he says that the ring is not considered part of the lid. There's the lid and there's the ring. Especially if you look at different companies that make slightly different bottle tops. Different periods have different types of bottle tops. Some of them, the ring underneath is just a very thin piece of plastic. The point is to show that it was when someone opened it, broke the seal, so you know that it's been opened before. And some of them, the ring is a lot more the same diameter, same thickness. It's like a continuation of the lid and has been perforated. So some want to say that Reb Shlomo Zalman's heter doesn't apply to those ones with a thick ring at the bottom, only applies to the thin ring at the bottom. Some say it does. It's a machlokes in Reb Shlomo Zalman's opinion. I heard from Reb Hanan Cohen, who wrote a statement for Binyan Shabbos, that he would say that perhaps the ones that have the thicker ring underneath might be problematic. I heard from Rabbi Reuben in Harnoff that he says it's not a problem. So it depends on how you paskin. Reb Shlomo Zalman is of the opinion that there's no machatech, and you ignore the ring because the ring is not considered part of the lid. Remela, plastic bottle tops may be open on Shabbos. Since you can open plastic bottle tops, Memela, what I spoke about before, about cartons, you can open milk cartons for Reb Shlomo Zalman. According to Rabbi Yashiv, you have a problem of mechatech, that you're cutting out along with preparations. So if you have such a lid that you haven't prepared from before Shabbos, how do you open it? Since you'll have to somehow do it in a way that the ring doesn't get totally separated. You can just put a slice into the ring so that when you open it, the ring will expand sideways and not separate and will come off. That's a way to do it. But the simplest, according to Rabbi Yashiv, is to break the connection between the ring and the cap before Shabbos, either just open the bottle, but if you're afraid of losing the gas, you just take a knife or a screwdriver and you can separate the two, and then you don't have to open the bottle, you just have to take the ring off and you will be fine to open your chalice. Now, in the last few minutes that we have, just mentioned a couple of other things. The Rambam holds that when you take two pieces of string or two pieces of metal wire and you twine them together, that's a problem of kosher, and undoing the Shabbos will be a problem of matir. It's a machlokes, the machaber, the shofar does not pass in it, but the mishabura brings it, and something one should be careful about. Therefore, cable ties are, according to this, also to use in Shabbos, because when you twist the cable tie closed, that is considered the problem of kosher, it's knotting. When you undo it, it will be considered a problem of matir. If you have no other way, so then you go with the maker opinions. If you need the food inside for Shabbos and you cannot rip the bag, because if you have it closed with a cable tie, then the simplest would be to just cut the bag and take the food out the side of the bag. However, the cable ties, the metal twist ties that they use for bread in this country, it's a little piece of plastic with two metal wires inside, and you don't twist them. It's not that they twisted and twined together to make a twist, but rather that it's just folded over. Those ones, it's no problem of opening them or closing them on Shabbos. Another interesting application of this would be if a person has a bottle of champagne. So in order to hold the cork in, it doesn't come flying out because of the pressure in the bottle, they put a wire mesh over the top of the cork, and they twist it at the bottom and to hold it in place. So the way to open it would be to untwist it, and then you take off the wire mesh, and then you can remove the cork and enjoy your champagne. So if you hold it, there's a problem of kosher, which should be machmir on, so then you can't open such a bottle on Shabbos. And the way to do it would be to unwind it before Shabbos and then close it again, because then it's a kesher she'en shekayama. You're closing it on Friday to open up on Shabbos, so your purpose is to keep it less than 24 hours, so then it's not a kesher shekayama. If it's not a permanent knot, then one may untie it on Shabbos. So that's one way to do it, and if you forgot to do that, so then the better way would be then to cut the metal wires rather than to undo the twine. Other corks, such as crown tops that we have on top of beer, or taking out corks from a bottle of wine, is not a problem of opening the Shabbos. You can even use a utensil that's made for it, opener, or corkscrew. There's no problem. Those can be opened without a problem of Shabbos. You just have to watch out. Sometimes in expensive wines, they put a seal on top with wax, and if you're going to pierce it, you're going to destroy the writing, so one should either remove the thing whole or remove it before Shabbos, because otherwise you have a problem of moifik, of tearing the writing. A glass jar that is closed with a vacuum and you're having trouble opening it, so what one can do is one can make a hole inside to allow air to get in, and then it releases the vacuum and then you can open it easier. One may make a hole in the lid of a glass jar on Shabbos. If a person opened up food, the Isser. That means that he did not keep the halachas and he opened up, and afterwards he discovered that what he did was a mistake, even irrelevant of whether it was done on purpose or a mistake or by oinus. The fact is that the food inside does not become asur. The halacha was not done in the food, and therefore the food does not become asur. Food that was cooked on Shabbos does become asur. But if the way you access the food was done through an Isser, then the food does not become asur, which would also mean that if you're a machmir on a certain type of opening that someone else is making and he opens it for you, you don't have to worry about it. It's not considered that the food is not asur on Shabbos. The accepted psak is when it comes to a roll of paper towels, toilet paper, aluminium foil, cling wrap, and all those type of things that come on a roll. Whether you're tearing it on the perforations or not tearing on the perforations. We did not do tearing on Shabbos because of the issue of Korea. It's a separate issue. If there's perforations, it would be mahatach according to Rabbi Yashis. You'd have a separate issue as well. But even if you're not doing it according to size, it'd still be a problem of Korea. And one more thing I want to bring down is if you have a thermos Shabbos and you have the cup of the thermos that's been attached to a screw-on, since that's the normal way to use it, you always take it off and put it back on again. You may remove the cup, put the cup back on Shabbos, is no problem. But sometimes the thermos can be taken apart by unscrewing the bottom of the base of the thermos and then taking it, separating it into its pieces. That would be awesome on Shabbos because that is not made to be open on a regular basis. And therefore, that would be a problem of either makbel patish, probably makbel patish by making the kli by something which is not usually open on Shabbos. That brings us to the end of opening and unwrapping things on Shabbos. And eventually next week we'll start a new topic. Wishing you all a wonderful day.
Thanks, have a great day.
Great day, thank you.
To everybody as well.